sees that spirit. You can tell the spirit's powers, you know, that we need kindness and we need their help. That's what we do. Because we're only human beings, and the Crow belief statement is about that, is that they'll say, Bahui Rushushkadika, my body breaks. But Buo Awebashigadika, so my the soles of my feet barely touch the ground.
Yeah.
We're impermanent, that's what it means.
Oh.
And so they'll come in and we fully realize, you know, how humble we are. We'll say to the fire and water both together are some of the greatest powers on earth that allows us to be comfortable. But those two are also some of the greatest powers on earth that when they overtake you, it's hard to help each other. When the flood comes and people get caught in the flood, geez, and sometimes you can't rescue them. When the fire comes, you know, sometimes you can't stop it. And for those of you who have ever seen a forest fire, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, or a grass fire. It gets out of control. No one can stop it except nature's own forces. And so so the peyote meeting will start by smoking. Then they'll take that peyote plant and ask for blessings, because we believe that we are now then taking in that power, you see. And then by that we seek to communicate with that power so that we can be guided in our lives. We don't seek visions right then and there. You know, we're not so arrogant as to say, give me a vision, you know. And if I was a spirit power and Dale Oldhorn came by and said, give me a vision, I'd say, who the heck are you? You know, it only goes to people that are special. And not everyone is a special person to receive spirit power. And had it not been for that,
you guys got an old figure. That's an OIT door there. Tim, I'm gonna head out. I still have to take care of John over there.
Excuse me, John. I
will.
All
right.
Everybody, all right?
Wait.
You get the whiskey I send out to you?
I gotta get my leg cut off.
I send out a kind of heavy woman for you. Huh? For you?
No.
Okay, so we'll figure it out, and if you might have to put our bed.
Anyway, so they'll take the peyote, and then singing will come, and they'll put on a lot of cedar to smudge with, because smudging with smoke is purification. You purify it with that, and so singing will go on, and then the ritual will, the next one will be bringing in midnight water. Apaches don't use midnight water; they just have morning water. It's a Comanche way that's brought in this midnight water. They'll stop, and they'll have the fireman, you know, will offer a prayer with rolled smoke, and he'll share that with the drum keeper who sits right beside, to the right side of the man who's running the peyote meeting. And then he'll share that smoke with the road man, that's what we call the road man who runs the peyote meeting. See? They say that on top of that crescent, they'll make an indentation all the way across. So that's the road of life. Road of life that you mark out for yourself. They always tell you, you know, whatever you ask that power, it'll provide for you. But that, what he provides for you, means that you have to go halfway to meet it. So you never ask that power to do everything for you. You have to put forth your own effort so that what you ask for comes true. So that's what the roads meet right there. And so that's an interesting concept, you know. Christianism, you know, promises salvation immediately. Instant gratification. You're going to be saved. Everything's going to be cool from here on. The native belief says nobody's going to save you except yourself. What you do on earth is what means what is going to be good for you or what is going to be bad. One time my dad told it to me in a way that I never forget. So one of these days, son, he said, your life is going to be over. And whether that life is remembered as a good memory or a bad memory is entirely up to only one person, and that person is you. You're the only one that can do that. You can make it good or you can make it bad. It's up to you. I can tell you, you know, that here's some things that you should do, but what you actually do is something you do on your own, he said. So it was kind of a good teaching that I've held on to for all these years. He said, I'm a bad person, he said. I have just as short a temper as anybody else on this earth. I can say the meanest things I want. But also fortunate to be told some good words too. Think of good thoughts. I make that choice. I can send out the best words I know, or I can use the meanest words I know. And however I affect those people out there is entirely up to me. So it is with you, he said. Yeah, so that's the crow. It's a crow belief statement that is exemplifying. See. You know, you can ask the spirit powers for guidance and help, but you have to do your part for it to happen. You see. If you don't do your part, nothing good will happen for you. You just can't lay there and expect all good things to come your way. Yeah. Anyway, so before the fireman lights his tobacco, he'll ask a person to burn cedar, pray with the cedar and pray to purify themselves. And morning water, a woman will bring it in. When a woman brings in the water, the Comanche way and the Kiowa way and the Cheyenne way, all three say, when the woman brings the water and stands at the door, stop everything, no matter where the drum and staff is. Take it right back to the rear of the lodge, and you allow that woman to bring in that water. The reason being, the gift of life does not wait for somebody else. The gift of life, birth, occurs at the time when the woman is ready. So stop that time and give that woman the honor of bringing in water and the honor of leading the prayer. That's the total morning time. Yeah, so the place of the woman is very important in native life. You know, many ceremonies can never take place without the presence of the woman. Needs both man and woman. There are some religions that we know of where they don't allow women to be a part of the ceremony. Mm. Yeah, so they come from Europe, these ceremonies. They didn't come from here. No. Yeah, so that's the peyote religion, you know. We appeal to the fire, to the water, to the earth, to that plant. Because the belief that comes with the peyote way, as it is called, is very similar to the Crow belief statement. Crow belief statement says that the power of God is shown to us through seven ways. These seven ways are through the heavens, all of the heavenly bodies, the stars, which includes the moon and the sun. Through the air, which includes this wind that we're feeling, all this air that we breathe. And in the air resides the power of thunder and lightning. And then the plants, all things have a power that is placed there by God. The earth, that's where we get our paints that we use. And the rocks that go in the sweat lodge. And then the fire has power, and water has power, and in creatures. So even all of us as little poor and humble creatures, you know, all have a power. And so Tim here told a great story which exemplified it when Fish Shows was going to be, Reverend Petzold, a Baptist minister, was trying to convert him from nativism to Christianism in a Baptist church. And the issue was, is it true what the Christians claim, that humans are the only beings that have a soul? That was the issue. This shows asked him, if you tell me what I'm going to ask you today, I might join your church. If not, I won't. So Petzold asked the question, what is your question? He says, does a horse have a soul? And Petzold said, no. Horse does not have a soul. And Fishow said, well, I can't join your church because this morning when I watered my horse, I looked into its eyes and my horse still has a soul.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all parts of creation has a spirit. It's like Pocahontas sings.
Sure.
She sings about that. All things has a name and all things has a spirit. There's nothing outside of the realm of God that is created, see.
Mm.
And all things is of God, touched by his hand, or her hand. So, you know, that's the belief, and that's why we appeal to the spirit of power, power of the fire, the water, earth, the plant, and the bird, the feathers that we use. And the staff, and what it represents, you know, the staff is a bowl. The power that is found within the drum. They put charcoal inside that drum, the water drum. And it has to do with that belief of it has a great power of making you comfortable on earth. And it also has a great power of, when it gets out of control, it'll consume you. And so we pay homage to that, and we respect it. So we appeal to it. You know, let us live by using you in a good way. See? And then the place, you know, the stretch of hide on it, and that represents all fur-bearing creatures. See? And then there's seven rocks around it that holds the hide down. And that represents all seven openings of your head. They said, this is the way by which we learn of the world. Those seven rocks is what that represents. It was interesting. I read a treatise on the civilizations of Peyoteism and had heavy Christian influence in it. The seven rocks were to be the 6 days he created the earth and seven he rested. Oh. An idea. Then it went so far as to talk about the three bottom pegs on a metal kettle. You know, they didn't use metal kettles before the coming of white man.
Oh.
When this religion first came to the Indian people, and but metal kettles were brought by the traders, and this new Christianistic civilization said that the three pegs on the bottom was the Holy Trinity. Yeah, and then the bowl, the staff, was like Jesus's staff. He was walking around teaching people, and the Comanche fashion almost, you know, more of a horseshoe, and they'll say that this is the footprint of Jesus' donkey. You know, man, I don't know if Jesus ever heard of peyote when he was walking around. Yeah. I wonder how many peyote songs he knew. Yeah, you see, when they, this was done simply because the United States government and the Christians did not want the native cultures to live on anymore. And they wanted it to end. They didn't want to see native people live as a people anymore. And their policies, you know, were such that. And Robert Berkhofer, I keep on quoting him. You know, I guess he said it best in his book called The White Man's Indian. He said, to the white American throughout all this time, the only good Indian was indeed a dead Indian, whether through warfare or assimilation. Couldn't kill off the Indian through bullets, starvation, and disease, so they tried to now kill the Indian off through assimilation. So the question is, if I'm physically alive, but my mind as an Indian is dead, is the Indian alive?
The culture?
That's it. And then we see what then Mr. Pratt wanted to do become actually accomplished. Mr. Pratt, who was the founder of the Indian boarding school, said, kill the Indian and save the man. Yeah. So the whole idea to assimilate is to kill the Indian. And so that's why it is important to us that we came up with Little Bighorn College and institute what we all feel, and other institutions have told us, the strongest Native American studies program anywhere in the country. Yeah, that would be including Mexico, huh?
Yeah, they have Native studies down there.
I wonder if ours is as strong as theirs. Because we're claiming the best in Canada and the United States. No, you've got to beat Mexico.
Knowing that you'll say no if I ask you a question you don't want to, could you sing these people a peyote song?
Oh, no problem. There's one going on right now.
Yeah, you can hear him.
I've been hearing the drum in the background all morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those Navajos must be practicing.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to that peyote song?
I'd rather listen to you.
You know, it's a little different, you know. These songs are religious, and oftentimes, you know, we don't sing them for demonstration purposes. Because, you know, each song
has... That's why I knew you'd say no.
You know, each song has a very special meaning. And a lot of the songs that I've come to learn to sing, you know, was in my more adult life, so to speak, so taught to me by my brother Cork and all of them. Have the special meanings. There's a horse song. There's even a song for dry meat. You know, rain songs. All the wind songs. Songs by which to respect the fire. Songs by which to greet the sun. All of those. Crows call the darkest part of the night Izan Chipuja, the dark face. And there's songs that sing about that time of the night too. And so those are very special, and this wasn't just to demonstrate, but if you were to use it, those songs in a very serious manner, you know, then I wouldn't have any compunctions at all about singing them, but just to demonstrate it as a display, no, sorry. That's how sacred it is to me. Yeah.
I saw and purchased once a tape that was supposed to be Native American music.
Yeah.
Is that probably
You know, it's probably a purchased tape right now that we're listening to.
Mm-hmm. But is that sacrilegious to have made that and have it for sale? Would that be considered so by a very traditional person?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I was listening to this Oto. His name was Truman Daly. You may have read about him, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting inside his house. And he had taken my mother as his sister, you know, way back in the early 50s. Well, he said, nephew, let's sit down and have some soup. We had soup. We got done, and he said, you go in bars? And I said, yeah. Did you hear peyote music inside those bars? I said, well, one time I did. He said, that's no good. You know, he said, in all of our belief ways as Indian people, you never put yourself ahead of your medicine. If you use your medicine to make money and impress people and things like that, then you think yourself to be ahead of that medicine, that power is going to leave you. So it's no good. That's what he told me, Truman Daly. There's an Osage man by the name of Alan Dale. People who use peyote and go down south and tell these poor Navajos down there, run a Peyote meeting for $750. I'll run a Peyote meeting for $1,000. He said, they're not praying. They just want that dollar. That's all he wants. He went like this. That's all he wants, that dollar. I said, that's no good. So, you know, that's the kind of teaching that I grew up with. You know, it's very interesting because those two men, Truman Dale and Alan Dale, you know, were repeating the same things that my dad was, so my mother. And one is an Oto and one's an Osage. Yes?
You said each animal has a soul, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about when you kill an animal?
We appease it, try to appease its spirit.
You have to appease the spirit?
Yeah.
Give thanks, don't you?
And give thanks for,
taking a life.
The usual prayer mode is, we didn't mean to offend the spirit, but we thank it for giving its life so that we may live. See? Because God created all things, you know, to supplicate each other. So we don't go out and annihilate whole herds.
No.
You know, just take what we need when we need to live. See, if we did not consume grass, plants, water, which all have spirits, we die. A physical death. And the meaning of being born is to try to live your life as best as you can in your physical form. Because that's all part of creation.
Is the human soul better than the animal soul?
No.
So could you justify killing a human? If you needed something that you didn't have and they wouldn't give it to you, could you kill a human?
The Crow viewpoint on that has not been to invade another's territory or invade another person's home, to take of them. To do battle had always been to defend this land, to defend the women and children. And that's how the Crow fought their battles. You know, because we didn't kill them, they might come and kill my son, my daughter. You know, they can't allow them to do that either. So if they're there to hurt you, then if that's what you have to do to stop them, you kill them. See, that's war. And the Crows, you know, refined this to a high level. The Crows were outstanding warriors. And these outstanding warriors, you know, would defend the people. And even as you were watching the Custer Battle reenactment, the Sioux were camped right here. The Crows went and battled them 9 days earlier on the Rosebud. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? Now, the Crows were led by sits in the middle of the land, 300 warriors plus 40 Shoshone, who all carried rifles and were on foot, and that's how they characterized it. And a man by the name of Iron Prong, that's how they write him in the rolls and stuff like that, Iron Prong, was quoted to have said, I looked and saw all these mounted Crow warriors plus the 440 Shoshone who were walking on foot. All 40 Shoshones carried rifles. Said, even with 10 men, I was able to go and defeat hundreds of Sioux. Said, on this day, there was no force on earth that was going to be superior to ours.
Huh.
He said, they found them on the Rosebud, and over 3,000 warriors, and they did battle. Why? Because those Sioux came here in arms, invading Crow land. They came in arms. They came here to do battle.
Yeah.
See. So there's a great human force, and it's within all living animals, all living creatures. Watch this. Okay. See that reaction? That's the save himself reaction. His eyes got bigger. You flinch just a little tiny bit. That's to save yourself. You see, that's human. Where did it come from? It came from God, and it's a learned behavior. And instinctual. Sometimes it's not instinctual because we learn. It's intuitive behavior. We do it to save ourselves. We defend ourselves. The human archetype. All creatures do that. Even plants. They'll grow toward the sun, and they'll lean away from the winds.
Oh.
And is there a better way of life than what this is? If we have to defend ourselves, we don't know. But we make decisions so that we can live better in this lifetime. See? And the whole idea is to live. Yes?
Not to sound arrogant, which it may come across as that, but if I could survive without eating meat and killing animals, how come you couldn't and avoid disturbing the souls and the spirit of the animal?
Do you eat plants?
Yeah.
You disturb their soul. Do you drink water?
Yeah.
You disturb that soul. Do you breathe air?
Huh, yeah. That's, no, I like that.
So does every all souls are equal, more or less?
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't really matter in
you
in
see
the culture.
the spirit of this plant doesn't die
mm-hmm.
after I've consumed the
mm-hmm.
physical aspect of it. See.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's an interesting answer. I don't know if it answers it, but it's a different way to look at it.
The answer is to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the alternative is to die. Because that's how we're put together. You know, is there an answer more obvious than life itself? No, there isn't. Life is just that. All living things consume another part of life to live. Plants take in sunlight and nutrition from the earth to live. And they live and they die. We humans, we live and we die. But during our life, during the plant's life, during the life of the air, you see, and during the life of the sun, all things must live during its physical life. And we take things from each other to live. Yes?
Just the way you said that then, and you said that the human souls just on the same level, and I don't understand how you couldn't justify killing others.
To live. That's the only answer. Just, if we didn't have to eat, you know, we wouldn't have to kill other things. We didn't have to breathe. We wouldn't have to do that either. We didn't have to drink water. You see, the justification of it is that that's the way life was created. That's the way life is. Is there a better way? I don't know. Ask God. You know, maybe there's another realm where beings don't have to do this. You know? Maybe there is. You're killing tobacco. You're killing air. You see? What for? Pleasure. Yep.
I'm not trying to challenge your views at all.
No.
Trying to figure out some things about
I'm just pointing things out.
Yeah.
That, you know, in all things, there's a negative and there's a positive in all life. You know, if one were to be more strong than the other, then life as we know it would totally change.
Oh.
For what? Who knows? I don't know. You know?
Oh.
As we die, we go and replenish the earth, which feeds remember what I told you here last week? The crow statement, which is repeated over and over again. This is not dirt that you're walking on. You're walking on the flesh and bones of my forefathers. For anything to live on this earth, it takes from another thing at all times.
The less we take, the more humble.
I don't know about that.
Right.
I don't know about that. Is it to be that some take more than others? Is that how life should be? Is it to be that some can take so much that it deprives others? you know, that's where we part ways. You know, the crow way is not to take so much that it deprives others. You know, take so much from the buffalo so that we make it disappear, that's not right. You know, but to take what can we can use to for sustenance, for physical life. We always know that that buffalo has a spirit. You know, it gave its physical life so that we can live. One of these days, our life, that'll end. And it goes back into the ground.
See, I always knew the buffalo trains. They bring hunters out just to shoot out of the trains at the buffalo. I knew that probably saddened the natives, but now I understand more.
It starved
why.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. It's more deeper than just the sad.
Yeah, it starved them.
Yeah,
that was their basic staple, was a sustenance. And also, you'll be interested to know that the